This article is brought to you by the best-selling books They Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is haptics? How touch functions as physical expression in everyday communication. The science of touch and what your hands say when words fall short. In short, haptics is the use of touch as a form of physical expression in communication, carrying meaning that words alone often cannot. Touch communicates warmth, trust, authority, and empathy in ways that spoken language cannot replicate. Context, consent, and relationship determine whether a touch strengthens or damages connection. Haptic communication is present in every interaction where physical contact occurs, whether you are aware of it or not. Definition: haptics in communication is the use of touch as a deliberate or instinctive form of physical expression. It includes any moment of contact between people, from a handshake to a hand on the shoulder, that carries social, emotional, or relational meaning. You extended your hand to congratulate a colleague on a difficult win. They stiffened almost imperceptibly before shaking it. The conversation moved on, but something had shifted. You felt it. They felt it. Neither of you named it. That is haptics in action. Most people have never heard the word, but every one of us has experienced its power. Haptics in communication is the study of touch as physical expression, and it shapes human connection at a level that runs deeper than most of us realize. It sits alongside gesture, posture, and eye contact as one of the central channels through which we signal meaning without speaking a word. Understanding this matters because touch is simultaneously the most powerful and most easily misread form of nonverbal communication. Get it right, and you build trust in seconds. Get it wrong, and you break it just as fast. This article covers what haptics means in practice, why it carries such weight, and how to use tactile communication with genuine skill and respect. If you want to explore the role of emotional intelligence in how we read and respond to others, the role of emotional intelligence in team synergy covers the territory directly. Here, we focus on the physical dimension: touch. What haptic communication actually means. Haptics in communication refers to the full range of touch-based signals that people send and receive in social interaction. It is not limited to deliberate gestures. It includes every incidental contact that carries meaning. In practice, haptic communication shows up constantly. A firm handshake signals confidence and respect. A hand placed briefly on someone's forearm during a hard conversation signals care. A colleague who claps you on the back after a shared success signals belonging. These are not accidental moments. They are a form of physical expression, and the people on the receiving end interpret them immediately, often without conscious thought. Here is a small example. A manager walks into a difficult team meeting and, before sitting down, places a hand briefly on the shoulder of a team member who has been struggling. No words. Just that one gesture. The team member straightens slightly. Their posture opens. The meeting has not even started, yet something has already been communicated. I see you. You are not alone in this. Touch reaches places that language cannot always access. That is why understanding it, and using it with care, is a genuine communication skill worth developing. Why physical expression through touch carries real weight. Touch is the first sense we develop as human beings. Long before we understand words, we understand contact. That early wiring does not disappear in adulthood. It simply moves into the background, shaping how we experience connection, safety, and trust throughout our lives. When haptic communication is used well, the effects are tangible. It builds trust faster than words. A well-timed, appropriate touch can establish rapport in seconds. I've watched negotiations shift the moment one person reached across and briefly placed a hand on the other's arm. The warmth that gesture carried was not faked, and it was not missed. It signals emotional presence. When someone is distressed, a hand on the shoulder says "I am with you" in a way that spoken reassurance alone often cannot. The physical contact confirms the words. Without it, the words can float on the surface. Its absence communicates too. In relationships where touch has been warm and consistent, a sudden withdrawal of physical contact sends a message whether you intend it to or not. Coldness has a physical dimension that people feel before they name it. It can de-escalate tension. In heated moments, a calm, steady physical gesture, a light touch to the hand or arm, can interrupt an emotional spiral more effectively than an argument or an appeal to reason. Understanding how psychological safety shapes how people interpret physical contact is important here. When people feel safe, they retouch generously. When they do not, even a gentle gesture can feel threatening. This is consequential. It means that haptic communication is never neutral. It always means something, and what it means depends entirely on context. The key characteristics of haptic communication when it is working. You know physical expression through touch is working when you see these signs. Number 1. Timing is precise. The touch happens at the right moment, not before the emotional need arises, and not after it has passed. A hand on the arm during a moment of vulnerability lands differently than the same gesture 5 minutes later, when the moment has moved on. Number 2. Duration is calibrated. Good haptic communication is brief. It makes contact, registers, and releases. Touch that lingers past its natural endpoint becomes uncomfortable regardless of the original intention. For example, a handshake that holds a beat too long shifts from warmth to pressure. Number 3. Location is appropriate. The part of the body touched matters enormously. In professional settings, the hand, the forearm, and the shoulder are generally safe territory. Touch that moves beyond these areas without clear prior comfort established is crossing a boundary, regardless of intent. Number 4. Consent is read continuously. Skilled haptic communicators watch the response the moment contact is made. If the other person stiffens, pulls back even slightly, or breaks eye contact, that is information. They adjust immediately. They do not push past a signal of discomfort. Number 5. It matches the relational context. Touch between close friends carries a different weight than touch between acquaintances or colleagues. Effective physical expression is always calibrated to the actual relationship, not the relationship the toucher wishes they had. These characteristics together form a kind of grammar for tactile communication. When you apply them consistently, touch becomes a clear and trustworthy signal. When any one of them is missing, the message gets distorted. Common misconceptions about haptic communication. Let me clear up 3 things people consistently get wrong about physical expression through touch. Misconception. Touch is always welcome when the intention is good. The truth. Intention is yours. Impact belongs to the other person. I have seen well-meaning people reach out during someone's distress and make it worse because the recipient experienced the touch as intrusive rather than supportive. Good intentions do not override another person's experience of physical contact. You need to earn the right to touch through relationship and demonstrated care, not assume it because you mean well. Misconception. Haptics is only relevant in personal relationships, not professional ones. The truth. Professional settings are full of haptic communication. The handshake that conveys genuine confidence versus the limp grip signals anxiety. The brief touch to the arm during a feedback conversation that says this comes from respect, not criticism. These moments shape professional relationships in ways that purely verbal communication does not. Dismissing touch as irrelevant in the workplace means leaving one of your most powerful communication tools unused. Misconception. If you avoid touch entirely, you avoid the risk. The truth. Withholding all physical contact in contexts where it is culturally expected, like refusing a handshake or never acknowledging a colleague's achievement with even a brief congratulatory gesture, sends its own message. That message is often read as coldness, discomfort, or distance. Choosing never to use haptic communication is still a haptic communication choice. The short version, touch is never off the table. The question is always how to use it well. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Haptic communication in real situations. Here is what physical expression through touch looks like where it is, and is not, present. In a workplace setting, a senior leader visits a team that has just delivered under enormous pressure. She shakes each person's hand individually, making brief eye contact as she does. It takes 3 minutes. It costs nothing. The team talks about it for weeks, not because of what you said, but because of what that physical acknowledgement communicated. I see the work you put in. A leader who walked in, nodded, and delivered the same words without the physical gesture would have left a different impression entirely. This matters when communication drives meeting success and every interaction carries weight. In a team setting, 2 colleagues are mid-disagreement during a tense project review. A third team member, respected by both, lean slightly forward and places a calm hand briefly on the table between them, not touching either person, but making a deliberate physical gesture that says pause. The room shifts. The physical signal interrupts the verbal loop more effectively than any spoken intervention would have. Empathy in team communication often works to exactly these kinds of embodied moments. In a one-to-one conversation, a manager is delivering difficult news to a team member. At the moment the news lands, they reach across and place a hand briefly on the person's forearm before sitting back. The gesture lasts 2 seconds, but it changes the entire quality of the conversation that follows, because it signals that this is being done with care, not bureaucratic efficiency. What these situations share is this: the touch was timely, brief, and calibrated to the relationship. That is what makes it work. Key takeaways on haptics as physical expression. Here is what matters most about haptics in communication. Touch is a language. It carries meaning whether you intend it to or not, and learning to use it well is a genuine communication skill worth practicing with the same seriousness you bring to your words. Context is everything. The same gesture can build trust or destroy it depending on the relationship, the moment, and the cultural norms in play. Never assume. Always read the room. Consent is continuous. You are not asking permission with words every time. You are reading the other person's physical response in real time and adjusting. That vigilance is not optional. Absence speaks. Withholding touch in contexts where it is expected sends a message. Make sure it is the message you intend to send. Start with what is safe. In professional settings, the handshake, the brief touch to the forearm, and the hand on the shoulder are your primary tools. Master these before reaching further. Repair matters. If you misjudge a haptic moment and feel the other person withdraw, a quiet acknowledgement, "I hope that was all right," does more to restore trust than pretending it did not happen. If you want to go further, understanding how psychological safety shapes honest communication will sharpen your instincts for when physical expression will land well and when it will not. And if you're working on giving feedback that strengthens rather than damages relationships, how to give feedback that strengthens team connection is worth reading alongside this. Frequently asked questions. What is haptics in communication? Haptics in communication is the study and use of touch as a form of physical expression. It covers everything from a handshake to a reassuring hand on the shoulder. Touch signals warmth, authority, empathy, or discomfort depending on context, relationship, and cultural norms. Why does haptics matter in everyday interactions? Haptics matters because touch communicates things that words and facial expressions cannot always reach. A brief, well-timed touch can signal support, build trust, or de-escalate tension faster than a sentence can. Its absence can feel cold even when the spoken message is warm. What are examples of haptics in communication? Common examples of haptics in communication include handshakes, a pat on the back, a hand on the arm during a difficult conversation, or a brief touch to the shoulder when someone is upset. Each of these sends a distinct message about connection, care, or authority. How does haptic communication differ from other nonverbal signals? Unlike facial expressions or posture, haptic communication requires physical contact, which makes it both more powerful and more sensitive. Touch crosses a boundary that eye contact or gesture does not. This makes it uniquely capable of conveying deep connection and uniquely risky when mistreated or unwelcome. Is haptics in communication appropriate in professional settings? Yes, but with care. Professional haptic communication is typically limited to handshakes, brief congratulatory gestures, or a light touch to the arm in moments of genuine support. Context, consent, and relationship always determine what is appropriate. When in doubt, err on the side of restraint. Can haptics in communication be misread or cause harm? Absolutely. Touch that is well-intentioned can feel intrusive, patronizing, or inappropriate depending on the recipient's comfort, cultural background, and the power dynamics in play. Reading the other person's response and respecting clear signals of discomfort is not optional. It is the foundation of respectful haptic communication. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.